Hi, and welcome to our third VoiceWorks audio blog. This one's called Holding Out for the Hero, How to Self-Motivate Without Psychobabble. And it's basically a summary of a keynote presentation I gave at the recent Excellence Awards dinner at my local college. It was a big dinner, you know, usual dignitaries and bigwigs and business people and counsellors and what have you. But primarily it was aimed at those award-winning students that have successfully completed their coursework, and I tied into it a number of different activities. I was recently asked to do a summary of the talk, and so I thought I would do this and use it as an aid memoir more than anything, and I thought you might find some of the topics fairly interesting in your own life. And even if you are already someone who's particularly well self-motivated, you might find some of the tips and strategies here useful to enhance what you already do, or even to actually help you with people who work for you. The first point I made was, you must take time to think. Henry Ford said that thinking is the hardest work that people do, which is why so few people probably engage in it. Now, he's absolutely right, and I remember a time when I used to take time out at work to think all the time. I'd really sit there planning things out, get everything done, and then I would suddenly materialize with a big plan. And one of my bosses at the time said, "Oh God, you really pissed me off." And I said, "Why? What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, you sat there for ages looking like you weren't doing anything for days and days and days, and then suddenly you just give me this whole mammoth amount of stuff that I've now got to implement." She said it with a smile on her face, and she knew it was a good plan. But it's this whole idea of, if you're not actually looking like you're being active, then you can't be being active. Well, actually, no, take that time to think. It's very important. Secondly, be a maverick. It's important that you challenge what is around you, what is told to you, how things are being done. You have to do it constructively. This is a lesson that I'm still learning, I have to admit. But it is right that you question the ways that things are being done, so that you can actually then start to plan and come up with a different way of doing things. All progress, all real progress, has come from people who have not followed the rules. And we need to stop being so obsessive about punishing those people. Another strategy that I gave was, be your own hero. In other words, don't wait for someone else to turn up. Don't be Robin, who's the sidekick to Batman. If you're in a community and there are problems with graffiti and litter, you know, don't wait for someone else to come and sort it out. Organise a group, get together, get young people working with you and sort that out. And the same in business. If there's an opportunity and you think we should be going for that and no one else seems to be taking any notice, then really, really pull together a team and go for it yourself. Related to that is another similar theme, which is, don't just show up, be there. And by that I mean, how many times have you seen tick box exercises where sometimes you just feel you're there just so you can tick a box at a seminar to say that they've had X number of people there? It's up to you to really start to take action to get the most out of what it is that you're trying to achieve. And if you're there, you're there for a reason. So make sure you ask questions. Go around and ask people what is their opinion? How does that work? What do they really mean? Make sure that you actually participate fully in everything that is happening at that event. Another point was, become your own expert. I think it was Arthur C. Clarke that said, for every expert there is an equal and opposite expert. It's really important that you don't just take what you're told by anyone, including me, but you do your own research. You find things out for yourself. Otherwise, you could find yourself listening to the experts, giving them all your money, and then look what happened with the banking crisis. They were the experts. So it's best to actually find out stuff for yourself. Now, am I saying you could become a brain surgeon just by doing the research? No, I'm not. But what I am saying is that you can look into what that actually means if you have to have brain surgery, and also what alternatives there may be. It's really good to start to do that kind of activity. Now, I'm going to pause for a moment here. I'm going to let you think about those, and I'll be back with the part two of this talk later. I hope you found it useful so far, and I'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you.